Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
Well, you're right here on the grandstand, and we're going to get right into our very first conversation this afternoon. And our first conversation this afternoon has to do with our province that is Gauteng. And the cool thing is that formerly of Rega Park Sports Executive, Vivian Lottering is the new president of the Gauteng Sports Confederation. And he joins us on the line this afternoon to chat through the tough race and, of course, his new role as the Gauteng Sports Confederation president. Good afternoon, President. How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you and the listeners. I'm doing well.
Such a pleasure for you to be joining us right here on the grandstand just to find out exactly what kind of legacy is it that Vivian Lottering is set to put out as the president of the Gauteng Sports Confederation. Now, it's been a while since the announcement, Mr. Lottering, but how has it been so far in your new tenure?
It has been very, very busy and also under very difficult circumstances that we have to operate, obviously due to the fact that COVID has put a bit of a damper on the work that we need to do. But we've been very busy. I've been engaging a lot with our federations. And yes, very excited with the task laying ahead of me.
Now, you've had this task since April, and it's only been a few months, so still new, of course, and you speak about the challenges that you face because of the new normal. But what is it that has been on your table so far, Mr. Lottering, with regards to being the president of the Gauteng Sports Confederation since your appointment in April?
On my table, as I said in my manifesto, one of the things that there's a few things that I wanted to focus on, and one of the things that I've been busy with the last few months as establishing relationships with our federations and confederations, as well as building better relationships with our stakeholders, which include government. And that has been the busiest period of my time so far in the office, and I've been grateful for this opportunity to lead this province as the president. And I've learned a lot in my engagement so far with all the federations and confederations.
And, you know, Mr. Lottering, you've had a stellar career when it comes to the sporting world, running back to between 1982. But it's mostly been with regards to, of course, running Volker, Eastern Transvaal, rugby and so forth. Mostly tenured to rugby. Now you've got more on your plate.
Yes, it is true. I think the rugby has prepared me for the bigger things that is happening in my career. Just for information, but whilst I was the president of Volker Rugby Union, I was also the president of Ekurhuleni district, where I was the Sports Confederation president for the last 8-9 years. And that in itself has prepared me for this work laying ahead. And it's based on the work that I've done in Ekurhuleni that federations have seen the potential in me, and hence my election as president of Gauteng. So I'm not totally new to this challenge. I have done it on a smaller scale in a district level in preparation for this provincial task laying ahead of me.
And even with the provincial task, Mr. Lottering, I mean, you were the first vice president of GSC back in 2019. So just really a step up with regards to this positioning.
Yes, it is a step up. But I must say, whilst I was first vice president, the then president, Mr. Barry Hendricks, has given me a lot of tasks that has prepared me for this position where I am today. A lot of the work of the president has landed up in my lap. And as I said, it has prepared me for these bigger things laying ahead of me. So yes, I'm very comfortable with where I am and with the experience that I've gained.
And I really think it's very wonderful that you mentioned Mr. Barry Hendricks, because just yesterday I was looking at Mr. Barry Hendricks jetting off with Team South Africa through to Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Yes.
And he himself has done such a stellar job as SASCOC president. With regards to the relationship that the Gauteng Sports Confederation has with the other confederation, of course, the national body, what is that mandate set out for Gauteng?
I think as a province, Gauteng was as one of the strongest province leading sport in the country.
Mm.
And we have taken a leading role in a lot of projects where we were involved. Our mandate is purely from the province side is to engage with other provinces, share best practices, and see how we can help each other in achieving this goal that the sports confederations have in this country and in this and specifically in Gauteng. We are part of Gauteng. Sports Confederation is also part of a group of provincial presidents,
mm-hmm.
where we meet once a month and we discuss issues with regard to sports confederations. Not too long ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were in Cape Town, where all 9 provinces sports confederations got together, and where we could share best practices and talk about things that affects sports confederations. So we're playing a very strategic and leading role in a lot of these provinces, but also with regard to SASCOC, we need to build and we are building a very good relationship with the national federations as well.
And I think it's also so beautiful that just like SASCOC, the Gauteng Sports Confederation is also making sure that women in the province are getting those positions that they deserve. We've got about 5 women who are sitting on the new board, which is absolutely fantastic, Mr. Lottering.
Absolutely. It is one of the key drivers of the Sports Confederation, and one of the key issues points that we have to achieve. We need to deliver on that. Women for us plays a very important role, and it's non-negotiable when it comes to Gauteng Sports Confederation. We believe we got excellent women leaders in sport in our province, and we believe that they should be provided opportunities to lead. Not only to sit on executives as vices and executive members, but to lead provinces. And we are very proud, besides us at Gauteng level having 5 women on the executive, we are also very proud to say in one of our districts in Ekurhuleni, after I finished my term, we've elected the first lady president, a woman that's president, in the name of Lindiwe Khumalo, which is history in its making. She's the first woman president in one of our districts, and that
beautiful.
Is just one of the things that's going to happen. We are serious about providing opportunities for women, and that's one of the districts that has already taken the lead. So yes, it's high on our agenda, and we're very proud. We pride ourselves in what we've been achieving. We are, as a Gauteng Sports Confederation, very involved in awarding women and recognizing women for their achievements in sports. And hence, the program that we're driving, Women in Sports Awards, in the province.
Mm.
And we're the only province in the country that has already had awards like that, where we
that
recognize and acknowledge women's performances.
And you know, Mr. Lottering, I enjoyed being at those awards earlier on this year, despite this new normal. So it was really great to see so many women in the province being celebrated. Also noting that in Gauteng, we've done so much. We have the Momentum G-Sports Awards coming up. And yes, it is a national thing, but it is hosted here in our province. So rightfully so when you say that, really making sure that the Gauteng Sports Confederation is a safe umbrella for women in sports here in our province. Mr. Lottering, finally, I do know that, of course, we are South Africans first before we are Gautengers. But as the province of champions, it must be so exciting seeing the number of athletes that we've contributed to Team South Africa going through to Tokyo 2020. Noting that a couple of those goals obviously will come back to South Africa, but will reside in Gauteng.
Absolutely. We are Gauteng. Is the home of champions. And I'm very proud to say it. I echo what the MEC always say. The MEC of Sports Arts and Culture in Gauteng, Ms. Mbali in Floppa, always say, Gauteng is the home of champions. And we're very, very proud of athletes. We want to congratulate them. We are very proud of them. And we pray that God be with them, guide them, and make them win medals. That is what we're waiting for. We will be celebrating when they're coming back. We are very confident in our athletes, and especially the athletes from our province. We're very proud as a province that we could contribute so many athletes to the national team.
Well, Mr. Lottering, thank you so much for joining us right here on the Grandstand. We really do appreciate you taking the time, especially noting how busy you are, to chat to us and just iron out exactly what we can expect as the province of Gauteng. We wish you all the best, and hopefully your line can always be open to us when we need any questions, or perhaps to just balance ourselves real quick with what's happening in the province with regards to sports.
Thank you very, very much. And thank you for the opportunity to talk to our listeners. And thank you for supporting us. Yes, I will always be available. Your radio station is doing great work by informing our sporting fraternity what's happening in sport. Thank you so much.
Mr. Lottering, stay blessed, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
The best seat in the house is reserved just for you. The Grandstand with Tato Moeng and Dikeledi Chabalala.